The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you.
Swing it, baby. Keep it.
I hear the sound of good solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's a bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. I believe in you. I believe in you.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. Great to have you with us. It is Friday. It is raining in New York, but it will, you heard Joe Lundberg say, our weather guy, that it will dissipate shortly. Frankie Five Boroughs is here, Albert is here, and Debbie's here. You're very humble, ready for drive time players. We got Mike Gallagher joining us, Jeffrey Lyons joining us. Dominic Chianese will be with us. Apparently, he's supposed to be in the studio in Payson, and we hope that Dominic is here, but it's rainy, and it's so crazy. When it rains, everything just falls apart in the city. So we're hoping Dominic comes in live. But Dominic, again, at the Saccone Theater in Paramus on October 6th. I'll be there. Anthony Pope will be there, and we invite you to be there as well. And Joan Herman on the show. Joan is the host of Conversations with Joan, and one of the panelists in the upcoming Salem Business Breakfast. When is that? October 11th. You know that. We'd love for you to be there. And I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999. You can't make up what's going on. That yesterday, what a day it was. And I'm trying to follow it, you know, as I'm going through it. A beautiful show last night we had with Liberty Lighting and Bob Zarni and his whole great team at Liberty Lighting, all from around the country. And we went to MetLife Stadium, went in there and went up to a special room up there that was right. You could see the field beautifully. And it was just a great, great fun fest and a love fest. And thank everybody at Liberty Lighting for being so kind. Michael was with me. I bring Mikey with me on my gigs, man. It was just great. You know, he gets up there, rips it up Hendrix style. Al, we did Wind Cries Mary yesterday. You know the lyric, nice. The lyrics of that song of Jimi Hendrix. Sure. He was so brilliant in that regard.
That's awesome.
And I always enjoy to work, certainly, with my son. So we had a great, great time with a great band. And but then I'm checking online as I'm going to work, and then last night, and I'm watching Judge Kavanaugh on my smartphone in my car. Big Mike is driving. Mikey's got his headphones on, prepping for the show. I should be going over my set list, right, and looking over what tunes I'm going to do and what the material I'm going to do. I'm riveted to Judge Kavanaugh on the smartphone, and I'm watching him, and it was one of the most great moments, I think, in American political history, the way this guy recovered. Maybe we like it as Americans, you know, when you're beat down and you're assaulted and you're abused and you're accosted and for something that you didn't do, and then you come out fighting. And he did. I said, whoa, I never saw that in Kavanaugh before. Never saw that. And I'm now more than ever, and I was not, I keep telling you over and over again, did not know who this guy was. I just knew he was from the swamp. I knew he was in the Bush administration, W's administration. And me and Frank here going, really? This is the guy? And then you follow him during the confirmation process. He was stellar. And then after the confirmation process, they give him like 1,300 more questions to answer, handwritten. He does it. And then Dianne Feinstein goes, I think I'm going to make up something. I think I'm going to use this professor from California, and we're going to make up something. We're not sure. We have no evidence. It's a letter. It's anonymous. She wants to stay anonymous. Let's blow this up. And she and Durbin and from Connecticut. Was it Blumenthal, Frankie Fibros? And by the way, can we just stay on Blumenthal for a second? I mean, Botox and plastic surgery aside. He says he was in Vietnam. He actually said he was in Vietnam. He lied about his military service. And then he's talking. I saw on a soundbite yesterday that while he's lying, he could be lying. He's talking about lying or something like that, Blumenthal. Where does he get the gall? Where does he get that I'm watching my language? Where does he get the nerve to talk about that? This guy lied about his military service. Number one, he has no credibility. Number two, how is this guy in office if he lied like that?
Shame on the people of Connecticut. What? They voted for him.
What?
You know, so ultimately, we all get the government we deserve.
Yeah.
And the people of Connecticut certainly deserve Richard Blumenthal.
Well, I guess, I mean, it's just, and again, nothing against the man personally, but he lied about, how do you lie about, why would you lie about your military service? When I was in Vietnam, 2008, he said that, correct?
Yes, 2008.
And he said when I served?
Yeah, he made.
And he expected people not to, like, check him out?
Yeah, and he said it for years.
Wow. So. I'll tell you, when I say sham,
actually, it was 2010, he said.
Thank you. And I'm going to go to the calls, but I just want to say, first of all, it was inspiring. And as I'm looking at, you have to read Michael Goodwin's article, our friend Michael Goodwin, who really, really puts it in a very objective way in the New York Post today. And he says, after this travesty, vote. Michael says, time to vote. It's time to vote. And up or down, just vote. Now is the time. But then I'm seeing a big picture in the Post of Judge Kavanaugh and his parents. And it breaks my heart, man. Breaks my heart what he went through. And our hearts go out to Dr. Ford as well. I just, like we were talking to Anthony Pope earlier, what the Democrats did was unconscionable. How could you, and how could you stand by that? This was a takedown. They used Dr. Ford. They used this confused gal from California, and changed her life. She, in my mind, she got more assaulted by this than anything that happened in her life. And then they go after Judge Kavanaugh. And then when Judge Kavanaugh says, my 10-year-old daughter on her knees saying her prayer, saying, pray for the woman, meaning Dr. Ford. Oh, man, the Democrats should be so, and this is what I want. I want the Democrats to go, you know what? Got it. We tried, and we failed, and we went way below the belt, and we apologized. And I want to hear that from Bob Mueller as well. I got nothing. I'm sorry. It cost $30 million. I got nothing. Let's little honesty down there in Washington. Just inexcusable. So check out the Michael Goodwin article because it is time to vote. Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us this hour. Mike Gallagher as well. Last Friday already? That was great. Wasn't that great, though? Jeffrey Goh said something about Puerto Rico, and they don't want to help out Puerto Rico. So I let it go because we're talking about films. And I never come, like I told you this, stay with Joey. I have such a dear friend in Philly. I told you that. Great gal. Bright, bright lawyer gal friend. So she is so liberal, so Democrat, right? And she's as smart as they go. She got so upset when Donald Trump was elected and that she viciously texted me like, oh, God, look what you've done. Something. And I go, whoa, why are you so angry? Where's the anger? You know? And then she's chilled out a little bit. Then I read earlier a tweet from her that I saw. It was on Instagram. And it's going like, we believe you about Dr. Ford. You inspire us. And she uses, excuse me, she used the F word. F Kavanaugh, F Donald Trump, F this, F Lindsey Graham. What? Where is the meanness on the left? When did the Democratic Party get so vicious and mean? I was a JFK Democrat for years. And there was none of that. And it seems like they say it's all mean in politics. It looks like the meanness is really coming from the left, and it's just very curious, right, Frankie? It's like is it me?
I think there's plenty of hate.
But no, on both sides. With the Republicans when they went after Garland, which I think you know, was that just or not? I mean, that's a point of debate. But they didn't go after Garland like they went after, like the Democrats going after Kavanaugh here, making stuff up like this. You know, so it just seemed more vicious on the side.
Yeah, but the difference was they never got to Merrick Garland. They never got to, they said,
right,
we're not going to do
it. Right, they didn't even give him a hearing.
Right, yeah. They decided not
but
to.
But they didn't, this is just unconscionable what they're doing. Let me go to the calls. It's 8:14 right now. Hey, Dan, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
How you doing, Joe? Listen, I just wanted to bring out a point about Dr. Ford. If Senator Grassley went out to California to speak to her in private, which they were going to do at first,
yes,
there would have been a problem with that, because I just found out recently that Dr. Ford was on the East Coast most of the time in Delaware being coached. And Joe, I think it was Joe DeGeneva, brought this up last night.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's important, too, she had a horrific record at the school she attended. And then she ended up going out to California. And I was wondering, doesn't anybody think it's strange that there's not a single person from her family there?
You know, I thought of that.
His entire family.
So I love when you call, man. Thank you, Dan. I think the same thing. Thank you, Dan. Where was the family? Maybe she didn't. Maybe it was upsetting for her. The husband wasn't there. The children weren't there. She was coached. And then Michael Savage came up with some kind of CIA connection. Did you hear that? Where she was a ploy of the working within she's got relatives within the CIA and they're attached somehow. So you hear about all these things. But Dan is right. Where was her family? She didn't want to expose the family. Was there any support? That's a very interesting take. Stay with me on this, because when Grassley says 10 times, we will do whatever you want, we will come to you, however you want to do this, and then she goes, oh, I wasn't aware of it. Boom, done. Credibility shot. Completely shot. The lawyers panic. They put their hand over the mic. They whisper to Dr. Ford. Dr. Ford, she has lawyers on each side, right? Well, what were they whispering, you know? And what does Sheila Jackson Lee give to one of the lawyers? Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
no.
You got to check that out. Say something was given by Sheila Jackson Lee to the male lawyer next to Dr. Ford. Like an envelope, he didn't even look at it. His eyes did not go to the envelope. Went from her hand to right into his vest pocket, pocket.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I did. I watched just about all her testimony. We had it on in the sales area there, and I found her to be very compelling and very credible. Doesn't mean she's not misremembering the identity of her attacker or mistaken about the identity of her attacker. But I think folks should keep in mind, especially folks that are supporters of Judge Kavanaugh, that it's not Dr. Ford's fault that Dianne Feinstein chose to withhold this information for 60 days. Lindsey Graham said himself that she's just as much a victim as Judge Kavanaugh.
We all feel that way,
I mean, just because you don't like the tactics of the Democrats, there's no reason for people to try to re-victimize Dr. Ford.
But
Dan, cast her as
an
evil person.
You're absolutely right, but she was coached. I saw it. I saw it as I was watching it. The lawyers were very. They were instructing her. She was confused. I felt bad for her. I felt terrible for her.
How could you not?
She was totally victimized. Victimized then.
Old girl.
Victimized then.
Assaulted by two older men.
Victimized now. Let me go to Madeline. Madeline, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Yes, good morning, Joe. I want to tip my cane, and I use a cane to walk, to Lindsey Graham, because many a time I wanted to hit him with it. But yesterday, he was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I have a theory why
ma'am.
He was so good and why he's come out of his anti-Trump shell. I mean, I hate to say this, and God forgive me if I'm saying something wrong.
That's what we're here for.
It's been since McCain passed away.
Oh, interesting.
Lindsey Graham has been a
interesting
person.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a conspiracy theory theorist.
No.
Or whatever. But I was so proud of Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
I was in tears yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. I can't agree.
Really in tears.
Madeline, thank you, sweetheart. Good luck. It's so funny with the cane. You can hit people with that cane. Lindsey Graham was stellar. We opened up the show this morning in the 6 o'clock hour, if you want to podcast that, and we played it, and maybe we'll play it again. It was one of the great speeches. Matter of fact, I'm going to say this: the three great political speeches of the year. It happened this week. It was the president at the UN General Assembly. That was a great speech. All you see is what the news media, they laughed. They were laughing at. No, look at the context of the speech. You had a president of the United States in front of the world saying we are first, America first, as your country should be first, and we don't believe in globalization. Boom! Thank you, Mr. President. Judge Kavanaugh, yesterday, his open was stellar, riveting, and moving. And then Lindsey Graham took it home. You had three of the best political speeches, at least of the year. I'm telling you, I use the word historic because you don't see that. Lindsey Graham was on fire. And you're right. I wonder, Frankie, that's a great, you know what, Madeline, you make a great point. Maybe because John McCain, rest his soul, and his thank you for his service to his country, to the McCains. But I wonder if that influence is gone and Lindsey really came out of his shell. Oh, Harold's been holding. Let me go to Harold. Harold, sorry to keep you waiting, buddy. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
question. I watched the proceedings yesterday, and all these high-priced lawyers and in that room. And when this young lady, something happened to her, and I feel sorry for her, and it's disgraceful the way the Democrats use her.
Yes, sir.
But when she decided to become civic and report this, why didn't she go to the Montgomery County Police Department and open up a police investigation, which would have been a red flag when the FBI tried to investigate Mr. Kavanaugh for the job?
Yeah.
Real simple.
Yep.
You're paying these people thousands of dollars and nobody told her to go to the precinct and make a report?
Yep, you're right. Harold, always great to hear from you, and thank you for listening, my friend. You are right on the money. It's exactly right. Why didn't she report it? Oh, you can't say that because that's sexist. Hey, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. Oh, if you could hold, I'll go to the calls ASAP. We're going to have Jeffrey Lyons coming up, Mike Gallagher as well. Can we get him at the same time, Frank? Come on.
Sure. Mike should be here.
Yeah. No. Oh, too funny. We'll get to it. I am. I'm in like an agitating mood this morning because I'm a little cranky. I'm going to watch
it. Friday.
It's Friday. And we're going to, let's mellow out. It's Friday. And the rain is ending. Have a beer.
Don't have a beer. Not a good idea.
I like beer.
I want to see Judge Kavanaugh confirmed and then on the Supreme Court bench going, and open a beer and just guzzle
it.
I had too many beers.
Yep.
I liked beer. I still like beer.
Still likes beer. I love beer.
821, right. Debbie's on the road looking out for you. Hiya, Debbie.
That may be the problem right there. Let's see what's happening. Good morning, guys. Let's head to 22 heading west, getting out toward 202, 206, an accident getting out toward Bridgewater, flooding out 22 west, getting out toward Lebanon. We're still seeing delays, 287 north, exit 30, up into Bernardsville with an accident, and it's stopping go Cross Bronx West into Rosedale Ave. Accident in the right lane. Pretty tough ride for you on the westbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel with a collision, and the eastbound BQE Cabman Plaza flooding still out there. Watch out for frozen zones on the east side for the UN General Assembly. Another gridlock alert day here in town, and it's flooded on the northbound side of the Van Wyck getting up toward the Grand Central. The right lane is still out there. Southbound Van Wyck into the Jackie Robinson, an accident as well, so prepare for some delays. Rain ending, and it looks like we'll see some partly cloudy skies today with a high of 68. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high going up to 75 degrees. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules are in effect, and we're still seeing delays on the A train. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh likes the president's new refugee policy.
Did you know that Donald Trump announced this week that the ceiling for refugees that we will allow into this country will be 30,000? That's great news. This is all part of putting America first, taking care of American citizens, because not anybody and not everybody should be here.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11, on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. smartway2buy.com. That's the smartway2buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
8:25 on AM 970, The Answer. Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic. Good morning, Jeffrey. Happy Friday to you, my friend. How you doing?
I like beer. I drink beer. I like beer. Did you watch this? Oh my God!
What kind of beer? What kind of beer do you like? You
know, I don't drink.
You don't?
I'm not a Mormon, but I don't drink. Once a year, I may have a I may have a sip of beer, or wine, or something like that.
You look like you would be like Frankie Five Burrows, a bourbon, or you know, like Algonquin. What did they drink at the Algonquin? That's what Jeffrey Lyons would have. Right?
If you put a glass of vodka in front of me and told me it was bourbon, I wouldn't know the difference. No interest. Absolutely. My parents were teetotalers. I just have no interest. Once in a while, a glass of champagne, a little red wine because it's good for you, but I just have no interest. Now, Mountain Dew, that's something else.
You know, it's so funny, and I got into such trouble with Mike Gallagher last week. You and I got, sometimes we talk politics. You are a diehard liberal. You believe what you believe. You know, you're a Red Sox fan. We're Americans. I love you. You're my brother. I leave it like that. You talked about Puerto Rico. I just let it go, and I said, look, I think it's the government. You think it's something else. Okay, let's talk about films. Holy moly, Jeffrey, I got vilified. But, you know, Mike went after me. Mike went on his national show. I said, you know, but you can have a discussion. I may disagree with you, but it's okay to have a discussion like that rather than being so crazy about it. This whole tenor that we're watching, I mean.
By the way, my take on the hearings.
Yeah.
I think will satisfy everybody. I think he did it, but I think he was so drunk he can't remember it.
No way. Now I got to stand. There's no way he did it.
That's perfectly possible.
Yeah.
That's perfectly possible.
No way. That poor girl.
Why didn't they call the FBI into it? I'm not. This is an apolitical solution.
Yeah,
why didn't they call the FBI
because
to investigate?
Because the FBI investigated this guy 6 times already. You know, 6 times.
No,
and they didn't
matter.
Find
that's
something?
This is for a lifetime achievement.
And where was her? And why didn't she go to the police? Jeffrey, let's always say political. Look, now I'm saying let's have a civil discussion,
right.
But we are. Why didn't she, like Dan, our caller just said, why didn't she go to the police like now?
Because every case is different, and women keep things, can keep, victims of sex crimes can keep things hidden forever.
Yeah.
And her husband didn't even know until she went to therapy. I'm just saying that's what
too
I
many,
think
too, and about too, there's too many holes in her testimony yesterday. There were just
you
too
don't
many.
Believe her, really?
You know, no, I believe something happened. I just think that, I think Diane.
What happened? What happened, if not that?
I don't know. But the Democrats used her as a pawn. The Democrats used her as a pawn. Jeffrey.
I don't know.
It was so hard to watch. I feel sorry.
I
she's a
That's
victim. Not... Judge Kavanaugh's a victim. And you and I are still friends, aren't we?
Huh? I used the word beer 16 times.
You know. I know. We put that together. How do you not like a guy who...
And Lindsey Graham, I used to like...
Oh,
Lindsey
he was
Graham.
Great! Jeffrey, he's our new hero! He's our
new
hero! Come on!
Somebody should send him a photograph of Merrick Garland if he wants to talk about...
They didn't... That's what I said. They were nice. Listen, they did, and yes, they got in the way of Merrick Garland when Merrick Garland
should have... Got in the way. They stole a seat.
I know, but the fact of the matter is, they didn't do this to what they're doing to Kavanaugh. Just to throwing...
It was a whole different thing.
Yeah. Hey, so what we should do, Jeffrey Lyons, as we discuss
it. The best way to do it is to get away from all this and go to the movies.
What movies would you suggest, sir?
I'm talking about two. One I would not suggest, really, Night School. It's occasionally accidentally funny with Kevin Hart.
Accidentally funny? What is that?
Tiffany Haddish. He can be very funny, but he plays a guy who dropped out of high school in the middle of the SATs, did not knowing he was dyslexic, and now 17 years later, he's lost his fancy job, and he's trying to impress his girl, so he has to. He's been offered a job at his lawyer's office, but he's got to get his GED, so he goes to Night School. Imagine the fun with the other misfits in the Night School. But the one to see is Charles Robert Redford in The Old Man and the Gun.
Cool.
It's based on a true story about an older bank robber who robbed dozens and dozens of banks, whose name was Forrest Tucker, by the way. Now, you and I know who the other Forrest Tucker was.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Nothing to do with him.
Okay.
I interviewed him once, came to my set, big cowboy star. No, this Forrest Tucker was a serial bank robber, never violent. Didn't show a gun, but had a gun in his car. Sissy Spacek, the pride of Quitman, Texas, the niece of Rip Torn, by the way, co-stars as a woman who might be in his life. And it's Redford's last acting role. He's walking away from acting.
He is.
After this. And it's a poignant film. It really doesn't glorify him.
And
Casey, Oscar winner Casey Affleck plays the detective closing in on this guy little by little. And it's a true story. It's very subdued. Very sedate, and Redford is just one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah,
he really is.
Yeah, yeah.
And my dad was an early pusher of him in his column, and Redford's hero is Ted Williams, by the way. And he's just, and I hate to see him, you know, playing roles like the old man. I guess it happens to everybody, but it's worth seeing. It's not maudlin, it's not mawkish in any way at all. And Tom Waits and Danny Glover play his co-thieves and their group called the Over the Hill Gang, and it's a true story.
Wow.
And that's the other film to see.
Yeah.
Also, that on DVD is Adrift, true story about a woman and her boyfriend who are asked to sail a friend's yacht across the Pacific from Tahiti to Australia.
Mm.
And the moral of this story is, don't sail a sailboat across the Pacific. As the movie begins, a hurricane hits, and she's left, she thinks, alone. She spent 41 days out there. And did you see they just rescued a kid from Malaysia or someplace?
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, my God, 41 days on the high seas. I mean,
wow.
That to me. So meanwhile, Hitchcock did a movie called Lifeboat.
Right, I remember,
Now, how do you have Hitchcock's cameo? You know, he had a cameo if he's not one of the survivors on the lifeboat. He had one of the people reading a newspaper, and it had a profile of a before and after weight loss ad, and he was the before weight loss.
That's great, because he put himself in every picture.
That's right.
Which is, hey, you know what I did, Jeffrey? As I went and I checked out that Burt Reynolds movie, one of his last movies you told me about.
You mean the last movie star?
Yes.
I saw it four times.
Oh,
I had him at my film festival in Florida.
That's great.
Because he lived
Thank
nearby.
You for that. Thank you for that,
What
man.
A poignant, what a terrific film.
Last movie. It's on Netflix, yeah, and I'm holding
it. Oh, I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so touching and so sweet, particularly now. And it's based on his life, but fictionalized, and they make him Jewish. And he goes back to his old home, and it shows how fickle audiences can be. He was the number one box office star for 6 years in a row, not five.
Wow.
Six. He told me six.
Wow.
No one will ever do that again.
Yeah, yeah. Jeffrey, listen, we love you, man, and we'll talk to you soon. And have a great weekend, Jeffrey Lyons.
Same to you. Good luck in the playoffs.
You had to do that, didn't you? You had to do that. See?
All right.
I still love you. Jeffrey Lyons right there, 8:32. Mr. Mike Gallagher will join us when we come back. We're going to take a break right now with Al Gattulo. He has the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
63 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. One Monmouth County school district is asking its parents to pledge to keep their children off social media and other online communication apps until they're at least 13 years old. The Manalapan Englishtown Regional School District announced the goal earlier this week. The district developed the pledge in response to a massive arrest last week involving over 20 online predators and a threat made in March that led to a district-wide lockdown. If you're having lucid dreams to the point that you're researching why, you're not alone, as it's the most Googled medical symptom on average for New Jerseyans. MedicareHealthPlans.com has released a report that has determined which medical symptom is most searched online in each of the 50 states. A lucid dream is defined as when a sleeping person is aware he or she is dreaming. In a strange twist, while Garden State residents are worried about wild dreaming, right across the border, New Yorkers are reportedly most concerned with the loss of sleep. In sports, Giancarlo Stanton homered twice as the Yankees routed the Rays 12-1. The Bombers' magic number for clinching home field in the wild card game is now down to just one game. Jason Vargas tossed seven shutout innings as the Mets, they beat the visiting Braves by the final of 4-1. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules in effect. It's a gridlock alert day with the UN General Assembly in town. Avoid the east side if you can. Over on the northbound Deegan at the Cross Bronx, accident out there involving a bus. Eastbound BQE Cabin Plaza flooding. Westbound BQE at the Battery Tunnel. Looks like an accident. Westbound Belt at Cropsey Ave. More flooding problems to deal with. And it's really busy right now as you head over to the southbound Van Wyck right into the Jackie Robinson with an accident being cleared. Inbound side of the GWB, about an hour. Lincoln 25, Holland 35. 440 is flooded in Bayonne. Watch for slowdowns on 287. 287 as you head northbound, busy up through Bernardsville, getting up toward exit 30. With an accident being cleared, two lanes remain blocked at the scene. And over on 22 West in Lebanon, ongoing flooding issues. Partly cloudy today, high of 68. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement has everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and for less every day. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Join the Staten Island Economic Development Corporation at the 10th Annual SIEDC Health and Wellness Expo on October 3rd at the Hilton Garden Inn on Staten Island. Attendance is free. Free healthcare screenings, free seminars, free networking, and free workshops are among the many opportunities scheduled for this all-day event. Visit the vending room, which will be filled with healthcare businesses and services available to the Staten Island community. This is the largest free health and wellness event on Staten Island, presented by New York City Council Minority Leader Stephen Matteo, Staten Island University Hospital Northwell Health, and Richmond University Medical Center. The event is hosted by Staten Island Visiting Nurse Association and Williams Eye Works, October 3rd, all day, beginning at 9 a.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn on Staten Island. For more information, visit SIEDC.org. That's SIEDC.org. And catch a live broadcast of the Joe Piscopo Show open to the public starting at 8 a.m., followed by Kevin McCullough Live at 11. That's Wednesday, October 3rd at the Hilton Garden Inn on Staten Island. There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
You got to go to Moe's. Joe Piscopo's on the radios, 837. Mike Gallagher standing by. Can I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn and their amazing sauce? I will. And you can go to Avenue R in Nostrand right there in Brooklyn. They've been there for 50 years. Johnny is there. Fred is there. Marianne is there. Michael himself is there. Enzo will greet you with the best bow ties. This guy's got the best bow ties. I mean, Enzo, I don't know where he gets his bow ties, but you like that. They treat you like family. You will say, when you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network, hey, you will say, hey, Fred, Johnny, I saw you, I saw all this on the Piscopo Show. When we stream on Tuesdays, Michael's of Brooklyn sponsors that. Hey, Fred, Johnny, I heard Joe talking about you. Show me what you got. Boom. Best meal ever. Now, when you'll do what I do, when you want to get a jarred sauce, quote unquote, jarred sauce, I make my own sauce, Joe. I don't get jarred sauce. You got to try Michael's of Brooklyn. Best sauce anywhere at any time. When you go to the supermarket, you'll see Michael's of Brooklyn. You'll think of old Joe. You go, hey, that's what Piscopo's talking about. Take home a jar of Michael's of Brooklyn. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Leo, certified gluten-free, by the way. Certified non-GMO gives you a product that is as healthy as it is flavorful. Puttanesca, arrabbiata, marinara, fresh tomato and basil. Michael's of Brooklyn. Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. One of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America, according to the Food Network. Or just get Michael's of Brooklyn sauce at your local supermarkets. Michael of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Mike Gallagher comes up at 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. He is a national host, but he is local, Mr. New York, New York. And we always appreciate when Mike, you're like my political, you're the political, you're a treasure.
I'm a treasure. I'm a treasure just like you. I'm like the guy coming behind the elephant, and I'm just scooping it up after the great Joe Piscopo every morning at 10 o'clock. Gattulo is directing me. Frank is flopping his arms and using his acerbic wit to keep me on the path.
That's it. You know what, Mike? You're like the political mentor for us. You're like the political psychiatrist, because now we can make sense of it all. And where will you be? Are you traveling?
I'm listening, Joe. I'm Dr. Fraser Gallagher, and I'm listening. I am traveling, and I got to tell you, the location I am right now is the coolest place. I'm in San Diego, one of America's great cities, because the founder of One American News Network, which is based here, made a generous donation to our Food for the Poor campaign earlier in the year.
Yeah.
So for me to come out and deliver my show from their studios. Now, One American News Network, guys, is an amazing story.
Yeah.
You know, I had a screening last night. We did a screening for Gosnell. So Phila McAleer, who you know, and Anne, and we had a great turnout. We had the movie theater was packed. This is the movie about the abortion doctor in Philadelphia who's been described as America's worst serial killer. It's a very controversial movie because a lot of people in the mainstream media and the left don't want that story told. It was happening right under the noses of Philadelphia officials for years. He was doing gruesome things, late-term abortions. I mean, the guy's a monster. Anyway, last night was the screening of the movie. Movie theaters filled with people who love the fact 2/3 of the audience cheered enthusiastically when I said I was going to be at One American News Network. This is a news network that Robert Herring founded a number of years ago.
Yep.
They're on just about every cable system around the country. I mean, they have great reach. And Joe, you'd love this. These are a bunch of the on-air folks, and off for that matter, are these sort of spunky, hardworking, dedicated, really, really driven folks, and people swear by this network. They're like, listen, here's what they say. They say it may not have all the bells and whistles of Fox News, but it's a conservative network that covers news so well. I mean, have you watched One American News?
Yeah, I have. I'm very, very, very aware of American One. And you know what's so interesting? Because they say a lot of people who are getting, if I may say so, a little disenchanted with Fox are turning to American One Network.
One American News Network, and they're doing because One America, because they are, and I heard that last night at the screening. People said, I frankly got tired of the Geraldo Riveras of, and I hate to pick on people. Mentioning.
No, you went after Jeffrey Lyons. Now you're going after Geraldo. These are my friends. These are my friends.
Well, Jeffrey Lyons would be right at home maybe at Fox News. You know, maybe he could do a segment, a daily segment, Why America Stinks. He could do America Stinks Network. You know, Jeffrey, you and your movie buddy. You know? Did he do his review today?
He did. I said, Mike, we just blew
up
the phone.
Did he lash out against America again?
No, well, we did. We kind of went back and forth because I said, we have a nice civil conversation, and we did, until he started about the Gorsuch stuff. And he goes, well, Gorsuch did it. And I go, now, there you go again, Jeffrey.
Here
stop
he goes.
It.
There he goes. There you go again, Jeffrey. Well, he, I don't know. He'd fit right at home at MSNBC or CNN. But this is a really neat environment to be in. So we're going to be reacting today to all the Kavanaugh stuff. I mean, I talked last night to Senator Lindsey Graham's chief of staff, Kevin Bishop. Of course, he was the man of the hour yesterday.
Yeah,
have you ever seen a more passionate passionate, fiery, eloquent, beautiful message.
Cheering as he was making the speech. I was cheering.
You bet.
It was spectacular.
Me too.
Hey, when,
me
by
too.
The way, Mike, I got to tell you, I know you got that big audience. It was the three best speeches in a long time. I say in a week, maybe in a year, they were historic. The president's speech at the UN General Assembly was great. The open that Judge Kavanaugh's open was brilliant. And then, boom, close it, the trifecta with Lindsey Graham. These are three huge, epic, historical political speeches in 1 week, Mike.
Well, and what a roller coaster yesterday, because frankly, I was very perplexed. After Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified, you felt for her. She was obviously afraid. She was distressed. She was articulate. I'm not going to vilify her. I'm just not. I don't believe that we're ever going to know what happened 36 years ago.
Yeah.
There is a possibility that she was assaulted by somebody. I don't know how we're ever going to know. At a house party, somebody's name was called out. Yeah, she says she knows with 100% certainty. But if you watched Brett Kavanaugh and you saw that passion, that rage, that sorrow he has felt, I mean, everybody said he's either the world's best 10-time Academy Award winning actor, or this is a man who truly feels aggrieved and wronged by what he has been accused of. And you know what? I went from being thinking this was done. He was stick a fork in him after her testimony and all of that. And then after his day,
I think
he's going to get confirmed, Joe.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's going to confirm.
Oh,
I mean,
I hope
talking
so.
To my sources on the Hill. I think, you know, we've got Corker. Yeah. Corker's a yes.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot about Joe Manchin, Joe. And if Joe Manchin crosses the aisle, then we can lose of the Murkowski, Collins, Flake, you know, trifecta. We could lose two of them, and still get Kavanaugh.
Flake's going to just take a shot at the president in this regard, don't you think so, Mike? Flake.
If he does, it'll be a John McCain moment with Obamacare, where he's going to say, because Flake,
my friend, not my friend.
Thumbs down. And what worries me about Jeff Flake is that all of his comments, his public comments this week, keep centering around how the discourse has been coarsened over the last 2 years. You know, and I'm afraid that what he'll do is, in other words, he's blaming the very ugly times we're living in right now all on Trump. So this could be his... this could be his final hurrah. You know, I was talking to Joey Hudson this morning, who's with me, my business manager. He's on this trip with me, and we were doing some foundation work while we're out here. What does Jeff Flake do post-politics, Joe? What do you think he does?
I don't know. It's a great question. Great question.
Yeah, because he's still got to exist, you know, and the people of Arizona, his constituents, the reason he's not running again, the reason he's retiring is because he wouldn't have gotten 20% of the vote. Yeah. They're fed up with his anti-Trump antics and his book and all that. What does he do for a living?
Becomes a commentator on MSNBC. That's what's going to happen, probably. You know,
probably.
By the way, do you think Dems will cross over? Any Dems couple? I mean, Joe Manchin. And that's
Joe Manchin for sure. There's a question about Heidi Heitkamp. There's a question about. I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, I you know, some of my friends get enthusiastic and say 2 to 3 Democrats will cross. It's a numbers game, and that's why yesterday was really the audience was about 5 people. you were having to play to Murkowski, to Collins, to Flake.
Oh yeah, Joe Manchin.
You know, you're only playing to a few people because that's where this is going to rest. The American people's opinion on this, Joe, does not matter one whit. Polls are real. Oh, the polls are down on. Who cares about the polls? How do you poll on that? This is an advice and consent and senatorial vote that it's going to come down to the wire.
Yeah.
And after yesterday, listen, I'm feeling so optimistic about his chances. Today they're going to discuss it around 9:30 Eastern, last half hour of your show.
Yep.
If they move this out of committee, are they going to vote it out of committee? If you hear Mitch McConnell between now and Monday say we're scheduling the vote, that's going to be a great sign. He's not going to schedule a vote if he doesn't have the votes.
Yeah, and that you think so that'll be your, we'll hear about that today, you think, in the 9:30 hour?
Possible.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
possible. 9:30, they're going to meet. They're going to vote. I think at some point today, if it gets out of committee, then it might be Monday. I mean, this could be all over by Monday or Tuesday.
Well,
if he loses, Joe,
yes, sir.
If he doesn't get confirmed, what do you think the American people will do? What do you think Republicans will do? What do you think the reaction will be in the country? Will the mood be in the country?
You know, it'll just be awful because you've destroyed a man. You've destroyed a man's family, and you could see he's not going to fight that hard. If he's guilty, he's not going to fight as hard as he did what we saw. And it will be a dark day for America if he's not confirmed. I'm just saying,
well,
Mike
Gallagher. It's been a dark day already, Joe. I know you, and I know your spirit. I know you're like me. We're just kind of disgusted by the events of the last. I mean, no matter what, yesterday was awful. This is not a boxing match.
Right,
you know,
right,
these are people's lives. You know, Christine Blasey Ford's life is never going to be the same again. You know, she made that decision, and I'm sure she knows she has to live with the fact that she's going to be now this public figure that she didn't want to be. And you know who did that to her?
Dianne Feinstein.
Yep. The Democrats. Yep. You know, there has got to be an accountability for this, Joe. Mm-hmm. After this is all over, Democrats leaked this. That's what I loved about Lindsey Graham's great speech. You wanted an FBI investigation? You could have come to us 6 weeks ago.
Oh, it was great. I didn't think he had it in him, Mike. I didn't think he had it in him, brother.
Well, and one more note about Lindsey. Doesn't it feel like after Senator McCain's passing, God rest his soul, does it not feel like Lindsey has been liberated?
He's unplugged.
He's let loose.
A gal called and said those exact words. Yes, exactly.
It's
right.
True. He was like worried, I guess, about, you know, not... You know,
now he's free.
Now he's free, and we need more of that.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm just excited. I mean, what a day to be covering all this.
And you're 3 hours earlier. Look at you in San Diego calling up.
Oh, I haven't slept. I mean, I'm up in the middle of the night. I'm at the hotel room. There was thumping above. I was up all night. I complained to the desk clerk this morning. He looked at me like I had three heads and an eyeball out of my forehead. Heaven forbid you give me $10 off or a free muffin for being up all night with the pounding and the banging and the ghosts that were up above my room. So, I'm a little cranky, but back home to New York tonight and then back to your studios on Monday.
Mike,
and,
if you and, want. I don't mean to interrupt. Judge Kavanaugh, I know, loves beer, but, you know, there's a lot of great beer spots in San Diego if you want some tips.
Oh, jeez.
Listen, after the thumping, and Mr. Kraft over there knows all about the beer, so give me a list, and I'll go on the way to the airport after the show this morning at noon. I'll go make a stop.
Mike, travel safe.
Give me a roadmap, Al.
We'll be listening, Mike Gallagher.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. Take care, and thank you so much. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, Mike's on at 10:05. Mm-hmm. And Debbie Duhaime is on the roads looking out for you on a very rainy Friday. Mm-hmm. Manhattan. How we doing, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. We're still going to see frozen zones on the east side of town, the UN General Assembly. You know, you still have a lot of closures over there, especially First Ave in the 40s around the UN. So watch for the frozen zones. It's another gridlock alert day. Eastbound BQE, that's been tough all morning up by Cabin Plaza with flooding. Westbound BQE at the Battery Tunnel, a crash there. Westbound Belt at Cropsey Ave, more flooding to deal with. And it's really busy on the southbound side of the Van Wyck into Liberty Avenue. Several disabled vehicles. It looks like we're seeing some emergency crews getting to the scene there. Inbound GWB, that's about an hour. Lincoln 30, Holland about 40, 440, flooding in Bayonne. Traffic is still moving slowly as you take a ride over to 495. That's slowing down right through Project 495. 22 westbound flooded, getting out toward Lebanon. And watch for some delays at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Speeds at 35. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Listen every Saturday morning at 6 to Women in the Loop, where you'll learn what it takes to be a successful woman in today's world. Host Erica Lupo, founder, president, and CEO of Acting Apart and AAP Franchising, will speak with a variety of women who are making a difference, women who've broken the glass ceiling. That's Women in the Loop with Erica Lupo, Saturday mornings at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's time for the Yellow Tag Sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now,
quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the yellow tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
I want to say something real quickly about Rush Tax Resolution. Why do I support them? I've checked out their operation. Not only do they have an A-plus rating with the BBB, they have a zero complaint history. That is unheard of in the tax resolution business. Call Rush Tax Resolution, 855-IRS-CALL, 855-477-2255, or do it online, rushtaxresolution.com. Here's a testimonial. Quote, I could not believe it. I was expecting a call back saying it was a mistake, but days later I received a letter from the IRS with the payment agreement. Here's another one. They were able to get me the lowest payments with both federal and state. Now, if you're a business owner behind in payroll taxes, self-employed, or a 1099 employee, and you owe back taxes or taxes of any kind, here's a number. Write it down. Don't put it off. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-477-2255 or rushtaxresolution.com.
Give me a hanger. Give me the hanger. You know, we're talking about when Dominic.
Frankie Carbone.
Johnny Ola. How he died like that with the curtains and Godfather 2. Remember that?
What a way to go.
What a way to go. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Friday. Yay. You made it to Friday. It's 8:54 and we're going to Italy. Remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? Well, Mario's son, my friend Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence in travel, representing the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. You know, Perillo Tours have been operating 74 continuous years. Did you know that? Serving over a million happy guests, Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise. Perillo escorted tours are 15 to 20 couples, but they encourage single travelers as well. With your informative and friendly Italian tour leader, you'll quickly become one happy Perillo family, especially during your five-course dinners with wine flowing and music playing, right? And with Perillo Tours, you'll skip the line and walk right into the Vatican Museum, the Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Basilica, the Colosseum, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Be the first 10 people to request a Perillo Tours brochure today and receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. That's a $10 value courtesy of Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com, BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure, 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
5 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:55 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Joe Lumberg is here. Yay, our marathon man, meteorologist. Joey, when does the rain stop now? Soon?
It's done. It's done. It's over. Get
it
out
was
of here.
Pouring. I was walking up Wall Street. My goodness gracious, it was pouring.
It was
in
pouring.
Minute.
Yeah. So it's done. It's done. Flooding this morning, but it's gone.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so the rest of the day is not so bad?
Yeah, clouds, then a little bit of sun this afternoon. Okay. It's, you know, the cloudiest of the next 3-4 days.
Okay.
You know, mid-60s this afternoon. Then we jump to 72, 73 tomorrow.
Ooh.
Upper 60s on Sunday, and probably mid-70s Monday, upper 70s Tuesday.
Oh, we got some beautiful fall days coming in, huh?
Yes, we
get on that bike, Joey Lumberg. I know you.
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
I know you. How many miles? Come on, for the weekend.
Oh, I don't know. 60, 70.
Yeah. I love you, man.
That's
just today you're going to do that, Joe?
Today.
Really?
That's just today, yeah.
God bless you, Joe.
I'm taking it easy.
Yeah. It's just a warm-up. Joe, you're the best, man.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Yes, please be careful.
I will.
8:56 with Piscopo in the morning. Dominic Chianese is going to join us. Dominic, legendary actor, singer, musician. He'll be coming up in the next hour. Joan Herman, by the way, too, host of Conversations with Joan. She will be at the upcoming Salem Business Breakfast on October 11th. Let me go to Neil. Neil has been holding. I apologize for the hold, Neil. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Joe, the hearings yesterday were only a way to stick a knife in the back of President Trump. Maisie Hirono said it all in her opening statement, a litany of things against the president, including him separating children from their mothers.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with sexual abuse. It was a joke. And Dr. Kavanaugh, I'm sorry, Dr. Ford, she's so frail and timid. I don't know how she's a college professor, Joe. She has serious mental problems. It's an absolute shame. And as for Kavanaugh and Graham, my right hand is swollen from banging on the table when they made their speeches and cheering at the TV.
Yeah, man, I hear you. Thank you, Neil. Let me grab Terry real quick, Al, if I can. Terry, you got a couple seconds. Go ahead. What's on your mind, Terry?
Lindsey Graham has always been an ethical man. When they brought suit against President Clinton, he was the only one standing up there who I really felt his heart. He felt that the sexual proclivities were out of hand, and it wasn't just a political ploy on his part.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the day of the Florida primary, when it was known that Mr. Trump would be the nominee, he came out from behind the black scrum curtain, took a white MAGA hat, put it on top of his head, and said, "Well, this is it."
Yeah,
I mean, the man has a moral center.
Well,
God bless.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham. Thanks, Terry. Amazing. If you get a chance to watch that, it is an inspiration. It's an inspirational speech. I tell you, he was fired up, and I love that passion. Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 8:58 on AM 970. The Answer. We're coming right back. Don't you dare go away.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.